Brachos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches, Amad Aleph, at the Mishnah, Mazkirin. Mazkirin Gevurois Geshomim, Betriyas HaMesim, V'Sharlim Geshomim, V'Bechas HaShonim. In the winter we mention the might of rain in Triyas HaMesim, which is the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. We request rain in Birkas HaShonim. V'Havdala B'Chayin Nadas, and on Matzei Shabbos and Matzei Yom Tov we say Havdala, in the bracha of Chayin Nadas. Rabbi Kiva Oimer bracha Revi'is Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Kiva says it's a blessing by itself, the fourth blessing. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Bahida. Rabbi Lezer says one says it in Moedim. The Gemara says Kashem Shetchias Amesim Chayim La'olam Kach Yiridus Geshomim Chayim La'olam. Just like Tchias Amesim is life for the world, so rainfall is life for the world. Rabbi Kiva Abba Shama La'min Ado. Yechiyenu miyomayim, v'yem ha'shlishi, yekimenu, unichi lefonov, v'neida nirdu faladas, es Hashem, k'shach ha'nochein moitzaoi. V'mchir ba'aba says, we learn it from the pasuk in Hoshea, Peg Vav, pasuk Beis. He will revive us from the 2 days. On the third day, he will set us up, and we will live before him. And then in pasuk Gimel, the next pasuk, it says, and let us know, let us strive to know Hashem. Like the dawn, who's going forth is sure. Ksiv, Vayemel Yo Hatishbi, Metoshvei Gerad, El Achav, Chayashem, Elike Yisrael, Shalmad Tilefonov, Imbia Shonim Haile, Talamota, Kiim, Lefi Dvoi. It says in Melachim Aleph, Pergud Zain, Pasuk Aleph, and El Yo, the Tishbi of the settlers of Gilad, said to Achav, as Hashem, the God of Yisrael, whom I serve, lives, if there will be during these years dew or rain, except according to my word. Rav Yochai and Rav Yasa, Rav Onan, Chadama, Ben Al Atal, Ben Al Amatal, Nishmalai, Vechonama, Al Amatal Nishmalai, Al Atal, Loi Nishmalai. Rav Yochai said that Rav Yasa and Rav Onan argued about this. One said that both regarding dew and rain, Hashem listened to him, withheld them, and the other said that he listened to him about rain, but did not listen to him about dew. Mandam alamata, nishmalai, valatal, la nishmalai, min hada, lechre, here, lachav, veedna, mata, vegeme. The one who said that he listened to him about rain, but did not listen to him about dew, learned it from the pasuk there in Perk Yud Ches, pasuk Aleph, that Hashem said to Elio, go appear to Achav, and I will give rain upon the surface of the earth. But he didn't mention dew here because dew had not been withheld. I mean, the Amanda Amar, Ben Altal Ben Alamata Nishmalai Echan Huta Nidrei Shaltal. The Gemara asked him, the one who said that he heeded him both about dew and about rain, when was the vow about dew permitted? Amari Tanchuma Adrai Savrin Mima Neda Shehuta Mechlalai Huta Kulai. The first answer is of Tanchum Adraya, who said that he holds that a vow that was partially permitted becomes totally permitted. Itzabai Mima Babana Babana Shel Tzalfis. A second answer is that the vow about dew was permitted in the story with the Salfis son, that it says in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, where it says, and he called out to Hashem and said, O Hashem, my God, and he continues, also on the widow with whom I have stayed, have you brought evil to kill her son? Im kashu yotze nifsa benoi chaza eslai, amalai adoni arofe, vafa es beni, amalai lechachze es anartik, shekom mini refuiz nasunim boi, vani marpe es bincha. Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi said, a parable for this is one who stole the doctor's bag. When he was leaving, his son got wounded. He returned to him and said, my master, the doctor, heal my son. The doctor said, return my bag, because all types of cures are in it, and I will heal your son. Kach Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Eliyahu Lech Vater Nidrei Shel Tal Shein HaMesim Chayim Ela V'Talalim V'Ani Mechaye Et Bena Shel Tzalfis. So Hashem said to Eliyahu, go and permit the vow for the Jew, for the dead rise only through Jews, and I will revive the Tzalfis' son. U'minayin Shein HaMesim Chayim Ela V'Talalim Yechiyu Meisecha Nebelasi Yukumun HaKitzuv V'Rananu Sheikh Ne'ofar Ki Tal Eiroiz Talecha. What is the source that the dead rise only for the Jews? It says in Ishaya, in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yutes, may your dead live, Thy corpses shall rise, awaken and sing, you who dwell in the dust, for dew of light is your dew, and to the earth you shall throw those who are lazy. An Amaritanchum Adraya Va'ara Tafkide Tafret. Amaritanchum Adraya, quoting the end of the verse, said that that means that the land will expel the dead that are deposited in it. Rabbi Yaakov, the Kvachanon, Shem Yeshlokish, Beshasha, Asa Avram, Vikenecha, Rosini, Nishpatele, Sheini Zaz, Tal, Ebonov, La'ilam. Rabbi Yaakov of the village of Hanan, quoting Yeshlokish, said, when Avram, their ancestor, did my will, I swore to him that I will never withhold dew from his children. Ma ta'am? Lecha tal yaldusecha, uksiv basrei nishbashem v'lo yinochim. What the source is in Tehillim, per Kuf Yud, Sukkim Gimel and Dalad. In Pasuk Gimel it says, for you, your youth is like dew. And the next Pasuk says, Hashem swore and will not repent. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, B'daitiki nasativ la'avihem, Hisei b'matana nasativ loy, v'yiten l'chor ha'elikim mitel ha'shamayim. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi said, did I, meaning that Hashem, give it to their father as a matanas shchemira, means from which one can retract? I gave an absolute gift to him, and he quotes the Pasuk in Bereishis Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Ches, and Hashem will give to you from the dew of the heaven. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, b'shashdi Yisrael b'ayim l'day avira, ומעשים רואים, הגשום נעצרים, הם מביאים להם זוכן אחד כגוין לוויוסי הגלילי, והוא מפגיע, והאדום והגשום יורדים, אבל הטל אין יורד בסחוס אביר. רבי שמור בר נחמני said that at a time when Yisrael come to avail with bad deeds, and when is withheld, they bring a chochom like Lviosi Aglili, and he asks on their behalf, and immediately rain falls. However, Jew does not descend in the merit of any creation. Ma'atam, what's the source for this? The pasuk in Micha, Perkei, pasuk Vav, like dew sent by Hashem, like torrents of rain upon vegetation, does not hope for any man, and does not wait for the sons of men. Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, hayo'imed v'geshem v'hivke shel tal, ein machzir noisei. Batal v'hivke shel geshem machzir noisei. They were quoting Rabbi Chanina, said if one was in the day when one was supposed to be mentioning rain, and he mentioned dew, we didn't tell him to pray again. In the days when one must be mentioning dew and he mentioned rain, we do tell him to pray again. Ba'atani, betal uveruchos lechivu chachomim lehavkir v'imorz lehavkir mazkir. The Gemara asked from Abaisa, chachom didn't obligate mentioning dew and wind. If he wants to mention, he mentioned. So why do we bring him and tell him to return if he mentioned rain and not dew? Lo dami hahu de mekel lahu de lo imatzli v'lo mekel. The answer is, one who curses by mentioning rain at a time when it's harmful is unlike one who does not pray for rain and does not curse. V'geshem v'hivke shal tal emach v'yanoisei v'atani im lo yishal v'lechaz hashonim oi shulei hivke gruz g'shomim v'tri yisameisim mach v'yanoisei. The Gemara asks that they were taught that in the days of rain, if he mentioned dew, we don't tell him to pray again. Abaisa teaches that if he didn't request rain in Birchas Hashanim or did not mention Gevurah of rain in Trias HaMeisim, that we do tell him to pray again. Bahud le'id keklal le'tal v'le'imata. The answer is that Abaisa discusses when he didn't mention dew or rain. Zira b'shem Rabbi Chuna, im le'isha'ol b'Birchas Hashanim, oimah b'shem e'tfila, u'tikavasa im le'hizke gevurah z'kishamim b'Trias HaMeisim, oimah b'shem e'tfila. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav Chuna, said that if one did not request rain in Birchas Hashanim, he says it in the bracha of Shemir Tefillah. Similarly, if he didn't mention Gevurah of rain, means Mashiv Aruch Amoed Agoshim, in Tchei Samesim, in the second bracha, then he says it in Shemir Tefillah. Ma im she'ela shehi meduchak oimra b'Shemir Tefillah, azkura shehi meruvach le'kol shekein. The Gemara says what we're requesting, which is amidst a pressing need. If one admits that it suffices to say it in Shemir Tefillah, then mentioning it, which is amidst comfort, all the more so. V'atani im le'shal v'lechaz hashanim, oishu le'hivke gruz g'shamim v'tchei samesim machzir noisei. The Gemara asks in the Baisa, if one didn't request rain in the bracha v'lechaz hashanim, or he didn't mention gruz g'shamim in tchei samesim, we make him repeat the prayer. Amrav abdimi achrei d'Rav Yosi v'shulei omash v'shemir tefillah. Vadimi, the brother of Yosi, answered, and that's when he didn't say it in the bracha of Shemir Tefillah. Achinu Chayza, the Gemara asked if he didn't say it in Shemir Tefillah, to where did he return? Ta'alam kada'ama Rabbi Shimon bar Vava, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'Rosh Chodesh, im Oke Ezra Aglav Chayz Lechatchila, Yom Lav Chayz Leavoda. And the Gemara answers that it should be like Rabbi Shimon bar Vava, who said the name of Yochanan, that on Rosh Chodesh, if one omitted the extra addition of Yalev Yovei, and uprooted his feet, means he stepped back, he has to return to the beginning, and if not, meaning he did not step back, he returns to Avoda, which is the bracha of Rutzei. Av Hacha, im Oke Ezra Aglav Chayz Lechatchila, v'im Lav, Chayve should say L'Shemei Tefillah. And here as well, if he uprooted his feet, he should return to the beginning, and if not, he can return to Shemei Tefillah. B'nin v'yisachon mi'aved ta'anis basa pifcha osin shaylin l'Rebbe amalayin Rebbe l'chu v'osu v'adjula tishanu mi'tviya shel tefillah. In Nineveh, they needed to make a fast due to the lack of rain after Pesach. They came and asked Rebbe, and he told them, go and do so, just don't change the formula of tefillah. Echen hu oimer, so where do they say, where do they ask for rain then? Rav Yirmiyahu sava meimer oimer b'shemei tefillah. The first answer is Rav Yirmiyahu, who thought to say that they should mention asking for rain in Shemei tefillah. Amalei Rav Yosi loikein amar Rav Zeira b'shem Rav Chuna, yom loishal b'vechas hashanim, oi shulei hivke gubos g'shamim b'tchef ameisim, they should say oimer b'shemei tefillah. Umalein Rabbi l'chuva asu uvad shulei tishanim b'tviyah shel tefillah. Rav Yosi objected, he said, didn't Rav Zeira say the name of Chuna, that if one didn't request in Berachas Hashanim, or did he mention Gvuz Kishamim in Tchayas HaMesim, he says in the Baruch of Shemei Tefillah, meaning this is only when he should have requested it in Berachas Hashanim. And Rebbe said, go and do so, just don't change the formula of Tefillah. You may not request in Berachas Hashanim in the summer. Therefore, you may not say it in Shemei Tefillah either. Adata Rav Yosi, Achein Hu Amar, so if so, according to Rav Yosi, where does he say it? B'sheish shehu moisif. The answer is, the Shlech Sibah says it in the six brachas that were added on a fast day. Ad kadoin sibo shehish l'sheish yochidshein l'sheish minayin. This is for the community, communal prayer, which has six additional brachas. An individual who does not have those six additional brachas, where does he say it? Amar b'chanina l'kein amar v'zeir b'shem r'chuna yochid shoyl tzachav b'shem etzvila v'ilud tzachav hein. The answer is, and that defends the original answer, that didn't Rav Zeira say in the name of Rav Chuna that an individual requests his needs in Shemei Tefillah, and this is called his needs. The Havdalah B'Chonin Hada'as. We said in the Mishnah that Havdalah is said in the Bracha of Chonin Hada'as. Shimon bar Vava bar Kami Rabbi Yochanan, Dovah Shunayig Ubar Chachamim Cholkin Alav. Shimon bar Vava asked Rabbi Yochanan, something that applies constantly, how can the Chachamim argue about it? Amalei Alei Deshe Ikra B'Kais Shachur B'Tefillah. Rav Yochanan answered that since Havdalah was enacted primarily over a cup of wine and later enacted to say it in Tefillah, he forgot where to say it in Tefillah. We'll say Amma She'ikra B'Kais. The inference of Rav Yochanan's words is that it was enacted primarily over a cup. Rav Yaakov Ba'idi B'Shem Rav Yitzhak Uba Amma B'Kais Aymer B'Tefillah B'Shur L'Schof Ezha Tinoi Kais. Rav Yaakov Ba'idi, quoting Rav Yitzhak Uba, said, if one said over a cup before praying, he says it in Tefillah. We said over a cup in order to merit the children so they will be able to hear it. We'll say Amma She'ekub Tefillah. And we can infer from here that his word shows it was enacted primarily in Tefillah. The Zera of Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel Amma B'Kais Aymer B'Tefillah Aymer B'Tefillah Aymer B'Kais. Zera quoting of Yehuda quoting Shmuel said if one said it over a cup, he says it in Tefillah. If one said it in Tefillah, he says it over a cup. We'll say Amma She'ekub Kan B'Kan. And we can infer from these words that it was enacted primarily here over a cup and here in Tefillah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Bahidoya. Then in the Mishnah we saw another opinion. Rabbi Lezer says that he says Havdalah in Moedim. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Matin K'Rabbi Eliezer B'Yom Tov Shechal Yosef B'Matzei Shabbos Miad. Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi said that we lean to rule like Rabbi Lezer when Yom Tov falls on Matzei Shabbos, and he says Havdalah immediately means on Matzei Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzhak Rabba B'Shem Rabbi Halachah K'Rabbi Lezer B'Yom Tov Shechal Yosef B'Matzei Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzhak Rabba quoting Rabbi says the Halacha follows Rabbi Lezer when Yom Tov falls on Matzei Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Halacha K'Rabbi Lezer La'olam. And Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Nachman quoting Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel said that the Halacha always follows Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Avor B'Shem Rabbi Elazar Halacha K'Rabbi Lezer La'olam. And also Rabbi Avor quoting Rabbi Elazar said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Lezer always. Am Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Lav should say Inun Tartein Shmuin Ella Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman ורבי אלעזר תרווה בשם רבי חנינא בן גמליאל, הלכה כבלעזר לא אילם. רבי יעקב בן אחסד, these are not two independent teachings, rather, רבי יצחק בן נחמן and רבי אלעזר both quoted from רבי חנינא בן גמליאל to say that the הלכה follows רבי אלעזר always in הבדלה. בהבדלה בחיין הדף, דיבר חכמים, וגיב האם מהאימה בברוך רביעית בעצמה. On says הבדלה בחיין הדף, according to the חכמים, וגיב says, no, he says it as the fourth ברוכה by itself. ויעקב בן אחא בשם שמואל, אימה ברוכה רביעית. ויעקב בן אחא, quoting שמואל, said he says it as the fourth ברוכה. אמר יהודן, אימה מדבר ברוכה ואחר כך מבדל. יהודן said he says the text of the ברוכה of חיין הדף, and afterwards he says Havdalah in a separate bracha. B'tayk Rebbi, Rebbi Oimer, T'mehini heich bitlu chayin hadas b'shabbos im ein deyeh t'chela minayin. Bracha ama im ein deyeh Havdalah minayin. This is like Rebbi, who said that I'm very surprised how a chachomim can't, how do they cancel the bracha of chayin hadas on Shabbos? If there's no understanding, how can there be t'chela? And here, if there's no understanding, how can there be Havdalah? Therefore, we say chayin hadas before Havdalah. Amr Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar, Mavdel Hakach Oime Madbeya Bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar says, no, he says Havdalah and after the text of the Bracha of Chayin Hadas, because one may not request his needs before Havdalah. Now the text you read as follows, Rabbi Elazar Ben Antignus, Rabbi Yanai B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Zayt Emeris, She'os La'asayt Malacha Ad She'yavdil, Dekarasa Osalai La'adam, Lidvah Sochav Ad She'yavdil. We can make an inference now, Rabbi Elazar ben Antignus, Rabbi Yanai, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, said that this teaches that it's forbidden to do malacha until he makes Havdalah, and certainly one may not request his needs until he recites Havdalah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hoshea, Rabbi Rajal Yifchis, Mashalosh Havdalos. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hoshea said that this is provided he does not say less than three different types of divisions Lashem makes. Am Rabbi Yochan, Amru Hapoiches, Yifchis, Mashalosh, Am Moses, Yosef, Yosef, Rosheva Abdalis. Rabbi Yochanan said, they said that one who says fewer divisions may not say less than three. One who says many may not say more than seven different divisions. Levi Omar Uvavad me Abdalis Hamuris Bateira. Levi said they must be divisions that are mentioned in the Torah. Nochem Reb Simai Nafak Ram Rishem Avui Vafilu Abdallah Achas. Nochem Reb Simai said in the name of his father, even one Abdallah suffices. Amr Yavol v'sachachtem b'Havdalah. Rabbi Yavol says you have to close with Havdalah. Rabbi Mana boy me'ata afili posach b'mavdil ben koyish l'chol v'choyiz v'choyisim b'mavdil ben koyish l'chol. Rabbi Mana asked that if so, even if he began with he separates between holy and unholy, he must close with he separates between holy and unholy. Amr Yosef b'Avun v'loim b'vachis sheposchim b'hem b'baruch v'choyisim b'baruchin. Rabbi Yosef b'Avun asked this. Certainly he does, isn't this amongst the long brachas that begin with a baruch and end with a baruch? And now the gifa again changes, and we remove what we already said earlier. And the text should be Rabbi Zeru Belozer, Ben Antignus, Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, B'Shem Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Imlai Hivdil, B'Matzi Shabbos, Mavdil, Afilu B'Chamishi B'Shabbos. Rabbi Zeru quoting Rabbi Belozer Ben Antignus, Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yanai, quoting Rabbi Yehuda Barubi, said if he didn't do Havdalah on Masa Shabbos, he does Havdalah even on Thursday. This refers to making the bracha Mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, but as for making the bracha on the fire, he says that immediately means he can only say on Masa Shabbos, because that was when light was created. Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi B'Shem Abba Bar Yumia, Hafil Yom Tashachal Yos Be'emsa Shabbos, Oime ben Yom Ashvi Leshesh Yisma Maase. Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Abba quoting Abba Bar Yumia said that even Yom Tov that fell in the middle of Shabbos, the middle of the week, he says, divides between the seventh day and the sixth day of creation. Amar Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Yehuda b'chi Sheshes Yisma Maase lefanov. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yehuda, are there 6 days of creation in front of him? Shabbos will come before that. Amalei b'chi Yesh Tumah of Tau lefanov. Rabbi Yehuda asked back, is there impurity in front of him? Means even though there's not, he mentions it as a division. Likewise, he mentions the division of the weekday and Shabbos, even though 6 days of creation don't follow. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem, Rabbi Chir Ba'ashi, Tzorach Leim, Achel Aleinu Es Hayom, Sheishis Ma'amah, Se'ah Boyim, Nekosin, L'Sholayim. Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting The Gezeira, quoting Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, said that he has to say the phrase, "Bring upon us the 6 days of creation coming to greet us for Shalom." Rabbi Abba Moisif Ishmeinu Bahen Sosim Vesimcha. Abba says he has to add the phrase and cause us to hear in these 6 coming days joy and simcha. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, Havineinu v'lamdeinu. Rav Chizkiya says from Rav Yirmiyah that he adds the phrase, "Give us deeper understanding and teach us." Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, ha'inim amin tzrichim l'tein einayim b'koyf einayim b'ne'ah. Rav Chizkiya, quoting Rav Yirmiyah, said that those who are answering amen to Havdalah must look at the cup and look at the candle. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, abos minin shivaluluv nitalim derech gidulehim. And something else that Chizkiya, quoting Rav Yirmiyah, said is that the 4 species that we take on Sukkos are taken with, including lulav, they are taken the way they grow, means the stem of the esug needs to face down. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Ha'ima al kan sipor yagiru achamecha va'al toiv yizocher shmecha moidim moidim mishaktin oizu. If a person leads the prayers and he says, "Your mercy reaches even to a bird's nest, therefore you command us to send away the mother bird before taking her young, or your name will be mentioned for good deeds that you do," or moidim moidim means "we thank you, we thank you," we silence him. If the Shliach Sibba makes a mistake and someone else is taking over his place, the new Shliach Sibba should not decline to do so at this time. From where does the new Shliach Sibba begin? It's from the beginning of the blessing in which the first one made a mistake. The Gemara says, "Rav Hinachas b'shem Rav Simon, k'koyu tega amidoisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, akam sipo hagiru achamecha, val oisa ish lo yigiru achamecha." Rav Pinchas, quoting Simon, says that when we silence one who says, "Your mercy reaches even to the bird's nest," for he is like one who complains about Hashem's midois, Hashem's traits, "Your mercy extends to a bird's nest, but your mercy does not extend to me." Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Simon, k'noisin kitzva l'midoisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad kan sipor higiru achamecha. Rav Yosi, quoting Simon, says as if he's putting a limit on Hashem's midos and saying, "Your mercy extends until a bird's nest, but no further." Yistanaitani al, Yistanaitani ad, mandama al, Messiah of Pinchas, mandama ad, Messiah of Yosi. Some taught that the text of the Mishnah should be al, which means on, and some taught that the text should be ad, which means until. The one that said al supports Rav Pinchas, the one that said ad supports Rav Yosi. Number of Yosef Babun, Le Abdin Tovus Shoisin Medoshi Shakash Bohu, who Rachamim. Rav Yosef Babun said those who say "Your mercy extends to a bird's nest" don't act properly because they connote that Hashem's midos and mitzvahs are mercy. Really, they are decrees that are above our understanding. Vilein de Metagamin, Ami Bnei Sol, Kamada Anna Rachman, Vashemayim, Kachte Havin Rachmanin, Ba'ara, Tuta, Oyuchila, Yasa, Vyasbara, La Tichsun, Tarvi Hoin, Vyemachad. Those who translate the phrase "Shor oser oser ve'es benoi," that an ox or a sheep, you shouldn't slaughter it and its son, its child, on the same day. "My nation, Bnei Yisrael, just like we're merciful in Shemayim, so you should be merciful on the land. A cow or you don't slaughter both it and its child on one day." Those who translate it in that way don't act properly because they connote that Hashem's midos are mercy, as we explained. Moidim moidim mishatkin, I say, if one says moidim moidim, we sign sims at the Mishnah. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, ki yisachet pi doivrei sheker. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said, it's based on the pasuk in Tehillim, perek samach gimel, pasuk yed beis, for the mouth of those who speak lies will be closed. Hadama b'sibura v'b'yochid tachnun heim. This is only if he says so at b'tzibur in public, but if he is alone, it's application and he may say it. Ha'ivu lefnei ha'teva v'tar, if the shlich tzibur makes a mistake, we said another places him and begins from the beginning of the bracha in which the previous one erred. Rav Yosi ben Chanina b'shem Rav Chananya ben Gamliel tar b'sholosh brachos harishonos chayze v'tchila. Rav Yosi ben Chanina, quoting Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, said that if he erred in the first 3 brachos, he has to return to the beginning of the tchila. Adaba b'chana geneva b'shem Rav tar b'sholosh brachos harishonos chayze l'avodah. Adabar Bachana, quoting Geneva, quoting Rav, said that if he erred in the last 3 brachos, he has to return to Avoida, which is, would say, the first of the last three brachos. Rabbi Chalbi, Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav, tar b'shalosh brachos v'shoinos chayze b'tchila, b'shalosh brachos achoinos chayze l'avoida. And Rav Chalbi, quoting Rav Chuna, Quoting Rav also said that if he erred in the first three brachos, he returns to the beginning, and if he erred in the last three brachos, he returns to the bracha avodah, I would say. If he made a mistake and doesn't know where it was, he returns to the place that is clear to him that he said, and he continues from there. Rav Acha, Rav Yehuda ben Pavi, Yasvan b'chad Kanishta, Asi avachad Kremi Tevusa, v'ashka, Ashkad Bracha Asan v'shalom Rav Yisamayin. Rav Acha and Rav Yehuda ben Pavi were sitting in a Beis Knesses. A Shliach Tzibur passed in front of the Aron to lead the prayers and emitted a bracha. They went and asked Rav Simon. Amalei Rav Simon, b'shem Rav Shuvan Levi, Shliach Tzibur shehishke, shtayim, shalosh brachis, emach v'enoisei. Rav Simon, quoting Rav Shlokish, said, if a Shliach Tzibur emitted even two or three brachas, we don't make him return. Ashkach tanai upalig, l'chol emach v'enoisei, chutz v'mishalei omar, m'chai ha'mesim, v'machni ha'zedim, v'boin Yerushalayim, ani oimer minhu. The Gemara asks that we find a bais that disagrees. For anything, we don't make him return, except for one who didn't say Mechai Mesim, or Machni Azedim, or Poinei Yerushalayim, because we say that he is a heretic, and therefore he admitted it. Shmuel HaKotan Ova Koimei Tevusa V'Ashka Machni Azedim V'Sofer Shari Mashkif Alehoin V'Amilei L'Shor Chacham Kach Bach. Shmuel HaKotan passed in front of the Aron to lead the prayers, and admitted Machni Azedim. After he started to think about it and he remembered it, they told him, the Chacham didn't assess you that you admitted it due to heresy. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, B'Shem Rav Loza, Sofek Hivke, Shavosh Chidish, Sofek Lehivke, Machzir Noisei. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rav Shimon Bar Abba, quoting Rav Loza, said that if one had a Sofek, whether he mentioned Yalav Yovei on a Shchidish or didn't, we make him repeat it. Leichen Choyze, to where did he return? Shimon Bar Abba, B'Shem Rav Yerchanan, Im Okes Vaglav Choyze Lechatchila, Im Lav Choyze Laveida. Rav Shimon Bar Abba, quoting Rav Yerchanan, said that if he uprooted his feet, means he stepped back. After the tefillah, he has to return to the beginning, and if not, he can return to Avodah, which is the bracha of Vitzei. Am Rav Yehuda ben Pavi, Hesia Daya Stas Kamisha Okas Vaglav, Beilein Tachnune Sricha. Rav Yehuda ben Pavi said, if he diverts his mind from making more supplications, it's as if he's uprooted his feet. These who make supplications, it's a question whether or not it's as if they uprooted their feet. Vacha im Okas Vaglav, Choyze Lechatchila, Vim Lav Choyze Lechamir Tefillah. And here, if he uprooted his feet, he returns to the beginning. If not, he returns to Shemir Tefillah. Uvi Abba Bui, Dubchia Bar Abba, Uvichi Rishem of Yerchan, Hayakura Batera, Nishtatik, Sosho Aimit Tachtov, Yaschem Imokam Shehischa, Mahavishain. Uvi Abba Bui, Dubchia Bar Abba, quoting Yerchan, said that if one was reading in the Torah and he became silent, the one who stands in place of him begins from where they first began, and he makes a bracha. Im Amma, at Mimokam Shepasaka Rishonim Nisbauchu Lefneim, Blin Nisbauchu Lachweim, Lachweim Nisbauchu Lachweim, Blin Nisbauchu Lefneim. If you would say that he begins from where he stopped and the latter doesn't make a bracha, the first psukim had a bracha before them but no bracha after them, and the last psukim had a bracha after them but no bracha before them. Uksiv, Torah Hashem, Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh, Shitekula Tamima. But the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perik Yutef Pasuk Ches, the Torah Hashem is complete, and it returns the soul. And we learn from here that all of it must be complete, and this is after they enacted that everyone makes a bracha before and after. Tani lo yu shnayim koyim b'Torah ve'echad metargim. Advice the teacher that two may not read in the Torah and one translates. Amar b'zeira mipnei habracha. B'zeira gives the first explanation. This is due to the bracha, means two may not make a bracha on one reading, and if only one made a bracha, they will disagree about who will make the bracha. V'atani lo yehu shnayim metargumin v'echad koyre eslach me'ema b'nei ha'bracha. And the Gemara objects, a baisa teaches that two may not translate and one reads in the Torah. Can you say this is due to the bracha? There's no bracha for targum. Enem ha'shem she'ein shnei koyles nechnasim l'seich oizen achas. Rather, the second explanation is because two voices don't enter one ear, means one cannot hear them. Tani shnayim koyrim b'Torah v'ein shnayim maftirim menavi. Now we have a verse that contradicts that. Two may read in the Torah, but two may not read in the Haftorah in the Navi. Amar Biula Kruyos Batorah Vein Kruyos Benavi. Biula resolves that more than one may read in the Torah, one after the other. More than one may not read in the Navi, one after the other. Rather, one reads the entire Haftorah. So it's not talking about at the same time, it's talking about consecutively. Amar Bishua Dreimei. Shlosha Dvarim Ruban Umiutan Ra Rabbeinu Nisam Yofe. Hasa'ov Amelech V'asiruv. Rav Shua of the South said that three things too much or too little is bad, but an intermediate amount is good, Tzor, which is sourdough, salt, and refusal. Petchila Masarosh Shnia Ma'amim Uvishlishith Ratzuba. If one is asked to be Shliach Tzibo, initially he should refuse. That's our case of refusal. The second time he shows that he's wavering, and the third time he runs and comes in front of the Aaron to lead the davening. Vavchuna Avayasiv Bechad Knishta Al Chazona Ve'atrach Al Chadeel Veloi Kavadiluye. Vavchuna was sitting in a Beis Knesset. The overseer of the Beis Knesset pressured a man to become Shliach Tzibo, and he didn't accept. The Sefer also the Gabi Bloza Amrei La Yichus Mari Olai began to Lahavina Mitaya Layalis. In the end, he came in front of Bloza and said, Rebbe, please do not be angry with me. It's because I wasn't sufficiently awake. I didn't want to become Shliach Tzibo. Amalei Alech Leka'asis Ela Aladein Da'atrach. The brother says, I'm not angry with you, rather with the one who pressured you. Betitai Ishtatek Vofnaya Asun Shailin Rebavon. Betitai, who was a Shliach Tzibo, became silent in the Kedusha of Yetzor, where it mentions the Oifanim, that's in the Bochus before Kriya Shema of the morning. They asked Rebavon, Amaloin Rebavon B'shem Rebishuvin Levi Zesh Oiver Tachtov Yafcha Mimakom Shepasak. Rebavon, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, said that the one who passes in front of the Aaron in place of him begins where the first one stopped. Amrin Lei Behataninim Mitchilas HaBochishtaze. The Gemara asked the Amisha says that from the beginning of the Boche in which the first one aired. Amaloin Mekiron Da Anithan Kudushta Kamishu Tchilas Boche. Rabbi answered, since you answered Kadosh Kadosh in the first part, means the first part of Kedusha of the Boche before Krishma, it's like starting at the beginning of the Boche.